hour for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
from the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Good morning to Englishmen.
Good morning.
Before we proceed, I ask Brother Angus to pray for our opening prayer.
Lord God, we thank you this morning for this wonderful program, Golden Guide. Thank you for Roland. Thank you for the listeners and for Zach, our dear speaker. Lord, we ask that you would open the ears, eyes of our understanding. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Angus. And thanks be to God that we were able to rest on this place without any accidents or any bad things had happened, and thanks the protection from the Lord. So we are here in our program, so it's the same as usual. I play for birthday song. Amam Amy Amelion, belated happy birthday, ma'am.
Belated.
And also, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, belated, yung nakalipas na, advance, kapag itong linggo na ito o mga araw dumating, mag-birthday kayo, o sa araw na ito, nag-birthday kayo, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Hindi lang natin mapangalanan, si Ma'am Emilang Castellon. Happy 60... She is now 60 years old, so she is older than me 1 year. Okay, Ma'am Amy, God bless you. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, do you have any friends who are celebrating or have celebrated already or who will be celebrating?
I have my friend who've known maybe 30 years, Peter Rayner, has just turned 70.
When?
On Saturday. Yesterday.
Yesterday, so related. So, what is his name?
Peter Rayner. From Henderson.
Peter. So, his name is Peter. So, belated happy birthday, Sir Peter.
Hey, Peter.
You're maybe one of your colleagues here. Former councillor West Auckland.
Yes.
Brother Zach. So, i-play natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong kalarawan. Inyo to, happy birthday, mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Pakinggan natin. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
So koi yo
Salamat Panginoong Diyos mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Nalimutan natin. Salamat Panginoong Diyos sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Happy birthday sa lahat.
Happy birthday.
At once again, the same as usual as what I have said, we have a gospel song, so it's good. We play the song, I Want to Know This Love. Brother Angus, you remember this?
Oh, we love the song.
Okay, brother and sister, let us listen this gospel song. I Want to Know This Love. So na. That we have played already, brother and sister. So I will not linger to give the time to Brother Shak to give his message, because he is our minister or preacher at this time. So Brother Angus, we give time to Brother Shak. So Brother Shak, you can Hallelujah. Start.
Good one. This morning, I want us to look at the whole process of what, as I respond to God, how he returns a blessing. And that's his nature.
Amen.
He is a great giver.
Amen.
He looks for pathways to bless you. And so yes, the yes. challenge that you have is to walk into the truth that he has, as the truth, the scripture says, sets you free.
Amen.
And so I just want to introduce it by reading Psalm 30, verses 1 to 5. And this is what it says. This is in the New Living Translation. So it's a great version that I take with children, particularly. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me.
Amen.
You Amen. Refused to let my enemies triumph over me. You hear that? He refused to let your enemies triumph over you.
Mm.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
O Lord my God, I cried out to you for help, and you restored my health. Well, lots of us need that, eh?
Amen.
You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise his holy name. His anger lasts for a moment. So there is anger when yes, I do the wrong
yes,
thing.
Yes.
But it lasts for a moment. But his favor lasts for a lifetime.
Mm.
Weeping may go on all night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
God does that.
Yes,
he allows
yes.
us to have hard times.
Amen.
He allows it because we grow up with it. We
yep.
we mature. We say, God, help me to be the person you created me to be. And we start taking on his nature, his perspective, his ways of thinking. And when we do, like in Romans 12 and verse 2, have these thoughts in you.
Mm.
Hey,
Amen.
What a good idea. I must follow that. Hey. So here we go to the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. You'll find it in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. And this is what it starts saying. One day, as the crowds were gathering, Jesus went up the mountainside with his disciples and sat down to teach them. So this was to the disciples. It wasn't even to the regular community. And
yeah.
this is what he taught them.
Yeah.
So a whole verse is related to that. And it says in verse 3, God blesses those who realize their need for him.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
What sort of need is that? What's the need I have for him?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and what am I realizing? And the truth of it is that my need for him is that I need his spirit.
Amen.
So you could call, there's other versions that would say that thou poor in spirit.
Mm.
That, hey, God, I need more of that. I yeah. seriously need more of you. Hey?
Amen.
And what does it say? For the kingdom of heaven is given to them. So yeah. when I realize my need, the kingdom of heaven is given to me. And Amen. What do I say
Amen.
About that?
Amen.
You know, I say that you only need water when you feel thirsty. Well, you might need it more often, actually. But
yeah.
when you are thirsty, you drink.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yes.
So if I'm hungry for his spirit, I'll drink what God gives me to empower my spirit so that I get his spirit on board. Does that make sense?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So the next one, verse 4, God blesses those who mourn.
Yes.
From the counselor perspective, I can't get past my troubles until I mourn over them. So I say I lose a child, and I just won't even think about it, but it doesn't work. I actually have to sorrow over that lost child. And when I've done that, in my emotions, I'm able to give it a history. I'm able to let it go.
Right.
I'm able to move on from there, but only after I mourn. Sometimes we call it grieve or have grief, but it's the same thing.
Yes.
So God blesses those who mourn. What does he say? For they will be comforted. Why?
Amen.
Because it's a true principle in God. It says, mourn for those things that have really hurt you, and God will comfort you as a result.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
What's that? Matthew 5, verse 4. And you can use that, and you can encourage others in that. Because that's a challenge.
Yep.
If I learn something, I need to pass it on, eh?
Amen.
That's what God says to
me. Yes, amen.
Okay, verse 5. God blesses those who are gentle and lowly. Whoa. Yeah, that's great. But what is it trying to say? The reality is that there's two types of people in general. It's those who are proud and those who are humble.
Yes.
And the Bible says God opposes the proud.
Yes.
I don't think I want to be proud, really. You know, that's not good for me. I don't want to be opposed by God.
Yes.
But what does he do? He lifts up the humble.
Amen.
Now, that's an amazing thing.
That's an amazing thing.
It's a simple truth.
Yeah.
But it works for you. So let it happen in your life.
Okay.
And what does it say at the end of that? For the whole earth belongs to them. Now, that's a good reward for choosing to be humble, be choosing to be gentle and lowly.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Honor God with it. And you get the reward. You know, these are blessings from God, eh?
Yes.
God blesses those. Okay, let's have a look at verse 6. God blesses those who are hungry and thirsty for justice.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, amen.
The reality is that God says that he's angry with sin every day, but he loves the sinner. So he's angry with sin. And we're told, be angry but don't sin, which is cool. So there's some things we should be angry about.
Yes.
Hey, if people are treating your children badly, you need to be angry about it.
Yeah.
Or if people are misbehaving.
Yeah.
You know, if your children are misbehaving, you put this more angry voice on and says, that doesn't sound like you're behaving very nicely. Whatever, you know? And what is the result? Those who hunger and thirst for justice, they will receive it in full. Often justice is not what you get, eh?
No.
But in the long term, justice will be given to you as you honor him, as you allow him to fight the battle for you, allow the sense of the hunger. You won't be motivated. Without that, you won't be motivated to chase after it. I just made some notes here about what I wanted to say.
Yep.
So I get hungry for justice, and I chase after God. I chase after the justice that the people of God deserve.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because
Amen.
They're his children.
Amen.
And he looks after them. Okay. So let's have a look. So here's verse 7. God blesses those who are merciful.
Merciful.
Amen.
What's
that's
that
my favorite verse.
What's that about?
Amen. Amen.
Well,
amen.
You know, the reality is that we've all been forgiven, and often we don't realize just how much we've been forgiven, because we look at so many things from a natural perspective rather than looking down from God's perspective.
Amen.
You know, we're here is totally pure.
Amen.
He has no sin in him. He has no fault in him. He cannot tell a lie. He is righteous always.
Yep.
In fact, he's faithful. Even when I'm not faithful.
Not faithful.
The scripture says he is faithful because he cannot deny his word. His word is who he is. His character. It stays true always. That's what I want to be like.
Mm.
Yes.
And that's why I lean into these truths.
Amen.
Okay. Now, here we are. So if I've been forgiven much, I need to be merciful to those who mess up with me. Hey.
Okay. Amen.
Why? Because I'm living the nature of God, His nature that is always merciful, that changes things for people.
Yes, merciful.
Hey.
Amen. Amen.
So God blesses those who are merciful. What's the last bit? For they will be shown mercy.
Amen.
I need mercy too.
Yes.
Amen.
Me too.
So, so I need to push into that and show mercy, not because they deserve it, but because it's the nature of God to do it. And
amen.
And I didn't, you know, if I got what I deserved, that wouldn't be nice. But God is gracious in every way. He helps me to walk into right ways of living. And that honors Him and it blesses me.
Okay? Amen. Amen.
So here's verse 8. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. What's this about? Mm. Hearts are pure? Yes. I mean,
amen.
Anything you want to do in God needs a pure heart. Hey. Now, one of the scriptures I was looking at last week it was in Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. And it was where it was before they were going to go over the Jordan. And the scripture says that the Jordan was in flood because it was harvest time. And so here's this river that's raging.
Mm.
And the people of Israel have got to walk through it. Whoops. And so Joshua said, prepare yourselves, sanctify yourselves, purify yourselves.
Amen.
And what's that about?
Amen.
Preparing, having a pure heart.
Mm.
You know, we talk about clean hands and a pure heart.
Yes, yes.
With clean hands and a pure heart, you can do anything. Anything, whatever God asks you to do. Because it's with that simple process that you can step into everything God asks of you, or every opportunity that you have. So what do? You say, well, sorry, Lord, for what I messed up with, and help me to have a pure heart.
Yes.
Because it's only God who even knows my heart.
Yep.
Me, I try to fudge things, eh? God, He sees right through and says that. Put that right. Confess that, whatever. Go say sorry.
Yes.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
Forgive that brother who did that thing.
Mm.
Why? Because I want forgiveness too.
Amen.
When I forgive, I receive it also.
Amen.
Okay? So what does it say then again? God blesses those whose hearts are pure. And then it says, for they will see God.
Oh. Oh,
yes.
Now, there's a blessing and a half. Hey, do you want to see God?
Yes.
Well, just do it. Pure heart, clean hands, and you see God.
Yes.
And somehow that will change you more than anything else. Hey,
amen.
Do you know the children of Israel at Sinai? They saw Moses come down, and his face was bright and shining, so much so that he had to put a cover over his head because it was too bright for them to see.
Mm.
And there's something about the presence of God that enlivens you, enlightens you.
Mm.
And there's something, it's like when God made light. He made insight, understanding, knowledge, and it became pleasant to your soul if you let it happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you see God.
Amen.
And you say, now I see.
Yep.
And it makes all the difference. Okay? So, verse 9, God blesses those who work for peace. Well, why work for peace?
Mm.
Do you know, God calls you to be a peacemaker.
Amen.
Amen.
Being a peacemaker is a sign of those who love God. So embrace that. See what God will do in that. So what's it say? God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God.
Yes.
Hey, yes.
I want to be one of them.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So verse 10, God blesses those who are persecuted because they live for God.
Mm.
And sure enough, the scripture is very clear, and it says the godly in Christ will suffer persecution. Do I want to be godly in Christ? Well, yes, I do, but I don't particularly want the persecution. But that's part of the gift. That's part of the blessing.
Amen.
Why? Because we have an enemy who hates us, and he's trying to do things like, you know, just random things like steal, kill, and destroy. I don't like any of those, but God will protect me. God will help me.
Amen.
I might suffer in the process, but that's all
right.
Thank you,
Lord.
Because there's something really powerful about suffering.
Amen.
Especially for God.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. So, what does it say? God blesses those who are persecuted, for they live for God. For the kingdom of heaven
is theirs.
Is theirs.
Yes, amen.
Hey, that's amazing.
Amen.
That's absolutely amazing. Verse 11, God blesses you when you are mocked and persecuted and lied about because you are my followers. Well, that happens too. So what is this about? There's always a blessing for being a follower of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
But there's also a challenge.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of this enemy that we have.
Yes.
Who tries to destroy us.
Amen.
So what does it say? It says, be happy about it, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
They were. Now,
amen.
How's our time going?
We have 1 minute.
1 minute.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, can we pray about that?
Yes.
That all these blessings from God.
Hallelujah.
In relation to the struggles that we also carry.
Amen.
Lord God, you who make the difference.
Thank you.
We thank you for the blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
We also thank you that sometimes we literally share in the fellowship of his
sufferings.
And this is an awesome thing, that we carry something of what Jesus had to carry. Not much, but something of it. Thank you that you honor us enough to allow us to be part of the journey, part of the answer,
yes,
part of the solution, part of the blessing, part of the kingdom of God that you are building awesomely. Thank you for all of that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Brother Sound Guide, and thanks.